Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. Singer Nika Costa got her start at a very young age. She did her first recording with Hawaiian great Don Ho at age 5. And then after that, next to a very famous pair of blue eyes.
To love a child.
Said the bigger to the smaller raccoon, do you need someone to need you?
That's Nika Costa at just 9 years old, singing a duet with Frank Sinatra. Her father was music producer and composer Don Costa. He worked with Sinatra for years. Nika Costa found fame as a child performer, recording a successful pop album before she even graduated high school, and then moving toward a more soulful, Motown-inspired style. She's toured with Lenny Kravitz, with Britney Spears, even with Prince, and she's back with her first full-length album in 6 years. It's called Underneath and In Between. Nika Costa joined me to talk about her career and the childhood that started it all.
As a kid, I was just around it. I just grew up in it, and it was kind of just my norm, just because that was my dad's job. And so, you know, his friends were musicians, and, you know, we'd have Sammy Davis Jr. over for barbecues, or, you know, Dinah Washington, or so the caliber of performers and musicians was amazing. And then the personalities, you know, obviously were pretty cool. But as a kid, you don't really clock that, you know, it's still your parents' friends. So really all you want them to do is like throw you in the pool, or like, you know, kind of watch you do shows, or, you know, kind of what all kids want their parents' friends to do.
So you've got your new album out, and I want to talk about that in a minute, but you've got so much interesting music in your history before we get to the present day. You're a woman who had a relationship with Prince. We have to talk about that.
I mean, it was just one of those amazing gifts that comes around in your life that you don't expect and you don't kind of count on ever happening. I was a huge fan, obviously, growing up. And anyhow, I released Everybody Got Their Something in 2001, and he kind of reached out through the internet in his way of, you know, saying, Nika, do you want to come to the park and play with us? So we went to Paisley, and I didn't even think I was going to meet him. I just thought, oh, it's like, you know, just like a gig. You just go and do the gig. And anyhow, he was there, and he was helping us, you know, with our gear and the sound. And he was super cool. And he took me on a tour, just him and I, around Paisley. And I got to pick his brain. And I was super nervous and, you know, definitely freaking out.
This is you and Prince together in Live at the Aladdin Las Vegas from the concert film in 2003. Nika Costa, by this time you had already partied with Prince at Paisley Park for his birthday, so clearly this was not a biggie.
It was a total biggie. Anytime he rang, I mean, we were, you know, friends for, you know, 15 years, and anytime he rang and wanted to do something was always a huge rush and nerve-wracking joy. That was what you just played was the first time we ever played on stage together. Since then, we'd played many times, but it really is all you can do just to keep it together. It's cuckoo.
Yeah. Well, he honored you by playing your song when he was on tour, whether you knew it or not.
You
covered one of his big hits. Sinead O'Connor made Nothing Compares to You a massive hit, but you had your own version of it.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away.
We we'd been playing these shows at Largo in L.A. here, and this live show turned into this record Underneath and In Between with the strings. And then, unfortunately, as we were doing these shows, he passed away, and then it became even more kind of charged energetically and emotionally, for me, of course, singing it, but also for the audience that would come in and hear it, because, you know, we were all mourning in our own ways his passing.
Well, the new album, Nika Costa, is Underneath and In Between. We mentioned it before. I had read that you recorded this in just a day. Is it possible?
It is. Isn't that nuts? It is. I did a crowdfund music campaign to raise money to make this record. And, you know, we luckily got our goal in a week, and we're in the studio, and we had a day. We had 24 hours to make this whole record. So we did each song two or three times and then moved on to the next song.
Well, let's hear some of the fruits of this hasty but very caringly prepared job you did in the studio on the new album. This is Come Rain or Come Shine.
'Cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine.
This is an old Sinatra classic, and I read that you dug up one of your dad's old arrangements for this.
Yeah, I stumbled across it in my office. I was cleaning out my office before we started these shows, and I was moving a shelf. And underneath this shelf was this 60-piece orchestra arrangement wrapped in plastic that I don't remember ever seeing there, or I don't have very many things of my dad's, and it was this kind of weird find. And I called Jeff Babko, my pianist and arranger, and I said, Jeff, like, can you come over here and check this out? Like, what is this, you know? So we pulled up Sinatra's rendition, which my dad did arrange for Sinatra. And it was the actual arrangement. And I was blown away. And I said, Jeff, like, can you rearrange this and squash it down to, you know, our humble little quartet? And I always sing his praises because he really did such a beautiful job kind of keeping the integrity and the chords and the harmony of Dad's work. And then, you know, obviously made it possible for us to be able to play it. So it's very, very, very special.
The new album is Underneath and In Between from Nika Costa. Nika Costa, what a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.